KVSC Sports Director Ted LaRue here with head coach Scott Underwood of the St. Cloud State Huskies. Coach, back in practice here, school year's underway. How are the kids? How's the camaraderie? And how is everybody kind of gelling together since spring ball?
Good. You know, we've got 15 practices under our belt now. And, you know, kind of that phase of having just changing schedules. We went from being in a practice mode, now adding classes to it. So it's a little bit of change. Hopefully, you know, we're always looking to get a better practice. You know, today was probably not our best one, but, you know, the change of the routine, two full days of school. So hopefully we'll have it all in a new routine schedule.
Talk about your quarterback battle. Meyer, Parsons seem to be there. How is that progressing? Have you gotten any closer to naming a starter? What's the deal on that?
No, I mean, you know, we haven't got into our prep yet, so you'll probably start looking at that and maybe on a Thursday, you know, a week before we start our first game. You know, those guys are battling, trying to learn the system as best they possibly can. And, you know, I think we're pleased with the progress they're making, but I wouldn't say one's head and shoulders above the other at this point.
Now, obviously, Mankato's coming up in about 8 or 9 days. How focused are these kids? How motivated are they to take on Mankato again and try to beat them once again, and especially this primetime matchup Thursday night? How excited are they?
Well, I think we'll get a building of that pretty soon. Right now, being 9 days out, like I said, we aren't even in practice mode for that yet. We're still coming off our camp concepts and learning systems and doing all those things. But I would be hopeful that as we, you know, creep into Thursday and get a week from game time, that now we focus on Mankato and the things that, you know, we have to defend or the things that, you know, we think we need to do offensively. So we would hope that we have a building of that, so you're not overly excited or out of your shell right now, and gradually, you know, build it to game time.
How has Phillip helped these quarterbacks? You know, you mentioned they're stuck in a battle right now. How has his presence, since he knows the playbook, he's been so great over the past few years, how has he helped the quarterbacks progress to become better?
I think if they have a question and they don't feel like they can ask it of Coach Musselman, they at least can move on to, Phillip who's probably gone through it as well. So, you know, for them, you know, they're focused on their details that they need to get fixed. And right now, you know, each day we get a little better, but we're, like I said, still not where we need to be.
Last thing, defensively, Jeff Bias is going to return. He's going to be your guy, captain, on that defense. And obviously you're losing Jack Morrow on the back end. How have you seen them develop? What do you think of your defense right now? Do you like where it's at, or is it like the other parts of the team where it still needs to improve?
We still need some improvement there. You know, I think, you know, we have two guys that have played a lot of football for us, and Bo Petra and Jeff Bias up front. And so, you know, we're counting on those guys to have to really, from the two end spots, lead us. And, you know, right now, they've done a good job, but I'd hope that we'd take another step forward here as we move into game week on Thursday.